At the same time, the Adirans were attempting to control the vast volumes of space and the large numbers of usually reluctant and often rebellious lesser civilizations the culture's retreat had left at their mercy. In 1333, the War Conduct Agreement was amended to forbid the destruction of populated, non-military habitats, and the conflict continued in a marginally more restrained fashion until near the end. The war entered its second phase in 1335. The Adirans were still struggling to consolidate their gains. The culture was finally on a war footing. A period of protracted struggle ensued as the culture struck deep into the Adiran sphere, and Adiran policy oscillated between trying to defend what they had and build up their strength and mounting powerful but defence-weakening expeditions into the rest of the galaxy, attempting to inflict hoped-for body blows upon a foe which proved frustratingly elusive. The culture was able to use almost the entire galaxy to hide in. Its whole existence was mobile in essence. Even orbitals could be shifted, or simply abandoned. Populations moved. The Adirans were religiously committed to taking and holding all they could, to maintaining frontiers, to securing planets and moons. Above all, to keeping Idir safe at any price. Despite Hamomdan recommendations, the Adirans refused to fall back to more rational and easily defended volumes, or even to discuss peace. The war to'd and fro'd for over 30 years, with many battles, pauses, attempts to promote peace by outsiders and the Hamomda, great campaigns, successes, failures, famous victories, tragic mistakes, heroic actions, and the taking and retaking of huge volumes of space and numbers of stellar systems. After 3 decades, however, the Hamomda had had enough. The Adirans made as intransigent allies as they had obedient mercenaries, and the culture's ships were exacting too high a toll on the prized Hamomdan space fleet. The Hamomda requested and received certain guarantees from the culture and disengaged from the war. From that point on, only the Adirans sought the eventual result much in question. The culture had grown to enormous strength during the struggle and accumulated sufficient experience in those 30 years, to add to all the vicarious experience it had collected over the previous few thousand, to rob the Adirans of any real or perceived advantage in cunning, guile or ruthlessness. The war in space effectively ended in 1367, and the war on the thousands of planets left to the Adirans, conducted mostly with machines on the culture side, officially terminated in 1375. Though small sporadic engagements on backwater planets conducted by Adiran and Medjel forces, ignorant or scornful of the peace, continued for almost 3 centuries. Idir was never attacked, and technically never surrendered. Its computer network was taken over by effector weapons and, freed of designed-in limitations, upgraded itself to sentience to become a culture mind in all but name. Of the Adirans, some killed themselves while others went into exile with the Hamomda, who agreed to employ them but refused to help them prepare for further strikes against the culture, or set up independent, nominally non-military habitats within other spheres of influence under the culture's eye, or set off in escaped ships for little-known parts of the clouds, or for Andromeda, or accepted the victors. A few even joined the culture, and some became culture mercenaries. Statistics. Length of war, 48 years, 1 month. Total casualties, including machines, reckoned on logarithmic sentience scale, Medjel and non-combatants, 851.4 billion, plus or minus 0.3%. Losses. Ships, all classes above interplanetary. 91,215,660, plus or minus 200. Orbitals, 14,334. Planets and major moons, 53. Rings, 1. Spheres, 3. Stars, undergoing significant induced mass loss or sequence position alteration, 6. Historical perspective. A small short war that rarely extended throughout more than 0.02% of the galaxy by volume and 0.01% by stellar population. Rumours persist of far more impressive conflicts stretching through vastly greater amounts of time and space. Nevertheless, the chronicles of the galaxy's elder civilizations rate the Adiran culture war as the most significant conflict of the past 50,000 years and one of those singularly interesting events they see so rarely these days. Dramatis Personae. Once the war was over, Jubual Rabruansa Perustek Alsain Balveda Damtsaif had herself put in long-term storage. She had lost most of her friends during the hostilities and found she possessed little taste for either celebration or remembrance. Besides, Shah's world returned to haunt her after peace resumed, filling her nights with dreams of dark and winding tunnels, resonant with some nameless horror. The condition could have been treated, but Balveda chose the dreamless sleep of storage instead. She left instructions that she was only to be revived once the culture could statistically prove the war had been morally justified. In other words, when sufficient time had passed, peacefully, for it to be probable that more people would have died in the foreseeable unlikely course of Edirne expansion than had in fact perished during the war. She was duly woken in AD 1813, along with several million other people throughout the culture who had stored themselves and left the same revival criterion, most to the same feeling of grim humour as she had. After a few months, Balveda auto-euthanized and was buried in Dubawal, her home star. Fal and Gistra never did get to meet her.